Thursday. It's Thursday. One more to go, Bill.
One more, Wendy. You can do this. I know you. You can do this. You're one day from the finish line. See the finish line? It's right there. You can see it from here. It's right there.
I can barely see it. You can make it. I'm squinting.
You got to push. 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 Boil some water. Somebody boil some water.
My Lamaze class didn't work at all.
Not at all? Not even a little bit?
No. I mean, we were taught what to do.
Were you having a munchkin?
It didn't help me.
Can I admit to something? And this
you
may,
didn't take...
No, we didn't take Lamaze classes because we're not into auto racing.
That's Le Mans.
Oh, Le Mans, right. All right, so I always see on TV shows when a woman is about to go into labor, somebody yells the words, boil some water. I have no idea why.
Sterilize things.
Is that what that's for? I didn't know what it was for.
Yeah, I would imagine.
No. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm hearing Mike and Mike in the other.
I think it was Andy Mazur.
Oh, is it Andy Mazur? All right.
I don't know who it was.
All right. Yesterday, we talked about the demise of Lincoln Towing.
Yes.
These are this is the towing service, and I use that term extremely loosely, that has operated shadily in Rogers Park for decades. They kind of made their own rules, and now a judge has decided that Lincoln Towing must stop. They must cease the existence. So yesterday, I'm driving home, and I passed by Lincoln Towing, and I saw Ravi Beshwal from Channel 7 out doing a stand-up, doing a report there.
He does stand-up now?
No, not stand-up comedy. That's what they, in the news business, Wendy, here's a phrase we use. It's stand-up, and that means there's some news story, so it's the reporter standing up in front of the story. So I was going to stop by and say hello to Ravi Beshwal, but I did not, and now I'm regretting my decision. I don't get to see him enough.
Well, call him.
I should call him. He's a big ping pong player.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I don't know many people that, I mean, everyone can play a game of ping pong. I mean,
right?
It's fun. It happens at block parties,
yeah,
or what have you.
Yep.
But I don't know. I didn't know anyone other than you who's really into it.
Yeah. There's a few. There's people that are just.
Ravi Beshwal is
Ravi
one
Beshwal
of them.
Is a ping pong maniac. Had him on at WLS, and we talked about his love of ping pong, and he lives near me. He lives like a few blocks away from me.
Why don't you ping and pong?
We should definitely ping and pong with him. I would love to.
Who else is a ping pong player?
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
Is big. Who else? That's it. Just Ravi Beshwal, Susan Sarandon, and me. You know, Ravi Beshwal holds a very special place in the history of Chicago news. Do you know why? Do you
No.
know where what he was doing when something crazy
mm-hmm.
happened?
I remember, but I remember
be?
I'm envisioning the video that I watched 100 times.
Yeah, but you don't remember what it was?
Mm-mm.
It was not, here's a clue, it was non-ping pong related.
Right. I know that.
He was broadcasting from 190 North State Street the night somebody decided that the news should have a drive-up window.
Drive-through. Not drive-up.
Right. He drove right into the studio.
I remember that.
While Ruby was doing a report. He was telling people the news, and then somebody in a Plymouth just said, hey, I'll just pull in there and see what happens.
I remember watching that video a bunch of times.
It's scary.
His eyes got real big,
yeah.
As it would as the car goes through glass right
you
at you.
You don't expect it.
Poor Ravi.
He'd done the news from there for many times without any cars at all crashing through the studio, and then one was aimed right at him. Very scary.
I have some famous people who loved ping pong, by the way.
I would love to hear.
I might need to use you to book guests.
Oh, really? All right.
In the ruse of playing ping pong with them.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I like it.
This
one you can't help me with because he's no longer with us, but Bob Marley was a big ping pong player.
All right. I had heard that Bob Marley was an exceptional ping pong player. Can I tell you the celebrity? I'm sure they're on the list because this guy was widely known as just a master of ping pong, and that is the late Bruce Lee. Is he on there?
Nope.
At Killer Spin, which makes great ping pong tables here in Chicago. They've got a showroom, and they show this ping pong table that's about a quarter of the size of a regular ping pong table, and Bruce Lee had it made because he learned to play ping pong just because he wanted his reflexes to get a workout. So they designed a table for him that's a quarter of the size, and he would play on that little table. because he wanted it to be really, really fast. You know that scene in Forrest Gump where he's playing it and it's really fast? You go, no one could play that fast. Bruce Lee played that fast.
Well, that's weird because this is at killerspin.com that I found this.
Why wouldn't they list Bruce Lee?
I don't know.
It's a cover-up.
These are just five celebrities that love ping pong. Bob Marley was one of them. His love, of course, first and foremost, was soccer.
Yeah.
He was very good at that. But
was he, for a while, he was married to Marley Matlin. And
no.
Her name was Marley Marley. Is she listed on this? She's a good ping pong player. Michael Jordan. Incredible ping pong player.
He's not on this list either.
This list is incomplete.
Pearl Jam.
Vedder.
Eddie Vedder. I guess everyone. Listen to this. This is like my home life and work life coming together.
Yeah.
Here, one of the most memorable ping pong scenes was during an encore break when the Pearl Jam crew pulled out a ping pong table. They set it up while the Star Wars theme played over the loudspeaker, and they played during a break in a show.
That's interesting.
They're on stage with a ping pong table. There's a picture of them playing Star Wars.
And Eddie Vedder was good.
So it's you and my husband coming together with Pearl Jam.
Oh.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Aren't you a Belieber?
I am a Belieber. I would love to play him in ping pong.
You would?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
He'd be calling you, like, bro, ham, and stuff.
His words don't hurt me, Wendy.
He's known to love a game of table tennis. It's also known that Bieber has a special rider in his concert contract requiring a ping pong table.
I have a new respect for Justin Bieber.
That's all it takes, really. You know what? Kevin Hart's on the list.
I'm out. I'm not playing it ever again. I'm done with ping pong. I know that's not true because he can't see over the table.
He could be a great ball boy.
He could run
ping pong
next to the net.
Why do you suck me in being mean to him? He's probably taller than I am.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
Bieber?
No, we're talking Kevin Hart.
He's like 4'3 or 4'4.
Barack Obama. Loves
is he
to
really?
Play. Yes.
Oh,
he showed off his ping pong skills at a school visit, and he likes to play ping pong.
So far, the most famous person I've ever played at ping pong is Walter Koenig, who played Mr. Chekhov on Star
Trek.
1 year at Comic-Con in Rosemont, I hosted, I'm going to say symposium, Wendy.
Isn't that the word that pops into your head first?
It's
conference, but symposium just pops up.
I'm going to go with symposium because it makes it sound important. What I was doing was not important, but I'm going to say symposium so that it sounds important. So I was hosting this thing. And it was structured like a late night show, and I was the host, and then I had four or five guests. The last one was Walter Koenig, and I knew that he's a huge ping pong player. So we pre-arranged this to where the show would end with he and I having a game of ping pong. And as you know, a game of ping pong goes to what score?
21.
Very good, 21. Yep.
That was a total guess that I pulled out of my pocket.
You were right. You were right. And he was trash talking me, which is what he did the right thing, because he goes, I don't want to embarrass you. You've done a good job. I don't want to embarrass you. And I said, set your phaser to disappointment, sir, because you're about to go down. And I took care of business. He was a good player, but not good enough that day.
Well, you're honestly, people, if you're listening and you play ping pong, it's kind of a nice back and forth, and you just have fun and you have a conversation while you're playing. That is exactly the opposite of Bill's
playing. I don't play it that way at all.
It is like, you're like Ricochet Rabbit.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you.
There's a list of celebrities playing table tennis.
But
and
the one you read is only five deep.
Well, this is 33
Susan
celebrities.
Susan Sarandon opens table tennis clubs all over the country. She should definitely be on there.
Yeah, I don't believe any of this because they're saying Kim Kardashian plays ping pong.
Please, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. She does not. She may have at some point been at a party and picked up a paddle and, you know, hit the ball back and forth. But I don't see her devoting that much time to it.
Dinah Shore was a big ping pong player, according to this list. See, this
right,
is
that one's
this
shocking.
Is stupid.
Dinah Shore does not, as talented as she is, I don't see her being overly competitive. Do you?
No.
Way too nice.
All right, there are celebrities playing ping pong. Ping pong. Ping pong is a college game.
Cheech and Chong?
Yes.
Do they play ping pong?
Paul Newman and Robert Redford, there's a picture of them playing ping pong during a break in the filming of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
That would have been interesting to see them play.
Why do you not subscribe to this? This is a part of the USA Today network. It's the Indie Star, and there's celebrities playing ping pong, and it's just pictures.
Do they constantly update it?
It says they do.
I don't know. If Paul Newman's on there, I don't know when the last time they updated it.
Well, no, I'm starting at the beginning. I'm moving forward because Liz Taylor is in the United States playing ping pong in the 1960s. This is like the best picture ever. It should be like, I got to send this to you.
Did she play it, you know, the hand that she had the giant ring that Richard Burton gave her? Because I would
think
that'd
be... No, it's her right hand. She's right-handed.
Oh.
You normally wear a ring on your...
On your left hand.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Liz Ping Pong. I'm saving it because this should be like your screensaver and
Does
everything.
Does she look ravishing?
This is the Liz Taylor that she wasn't heavy.
Circa when? What, like
1960s.
Around, so like Cleopatra Elizabeth Taylor?
Yes, because a lot of makeup, some big hair.
Yeah.
You can walk over here and look at it. I mean, she's just really.
Is she dressed like Cleopatra in any? Because I would yell across the table, you're going to lose your asp. I would say that.
God, she looks
Liz
awesome.
Taylor.
This is like the best picture if you love ping pong.
That is a great. All right, so it very attractive. Yeah, mid to
a lot of makeup, a lot of eye makeup.
That's what I wear when I play. It's distracting to my opponent.
I'm not criticizing because I like her eyes. Elton John plays table tennis. I don't have a year for this.
I bet he's good. I could see Elton John being good at table tennis.
Olivia de Havilland.
She is 101 years old.
I don't think she still plays.
She may still play.
You should take her on. I bet you'd kick her ass.
I'll tell you what. If she wants to, if Olivia de Havilland wants to play ping pong with me, I'm there. I would spot her 3 points.
Ronald Reagan and Jane Wyman played ping pong during their honeymoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that all they did? I mean, I love ping pong, but it's your honeymoon, Ron. Come on.
That's according to this. But see, now playing ping pong and like being great at it are two different things.
Right. There's
Joan Crawford.
Oh.
Ping pong champ of Brentwood Heights is Joan Crawford.
She played with a hanger. She didn't use a paddle. She used a wire hanger.
She must have been good then because it's a little harder to hit the ball with a wire hanger.
It's good.
She had her own table in the backyard of her famous suburban home.
Sometimes the ping pong ball would get lost in her eyebrow.
Just one?
Yeah. People would be like, Joan, where's the ball? I don't know where it is. And then a couple seconds later, it would just fall out of her eyebrow.
Prime Minister Tony Blair.
That's interesting.
He's a big ping pong player.
Oh, that is...
Chess star Bobby Fischer takes a break from his grueling regimen of study for the forthcoming champion match against Boris Spassky by playing table tennis in 1972.
The game. You'll think I'm crazy, and you're right, but the games are similar. Because it's all positioning. Both games are positioning.
I mean, for a minute.
There's more reflex involved in ping pong than in chess, but you're constantly, you're trying to move
strategy.
A guy a certain way. Yeah.
See, and most people who play ping pong have no, I keep saying ping pong, I'm sorry.
Ping pong.
I want to go get some wow wow now.
Yeah.
Most people who play ping pong.
Yeah.
Do not think of it as a strategic thing. They just, honestly, they think of it as a back and forth volley and you have a conversation and talk about the neighborhood while you're playing.
Nope. That's not how it is.
I know, because I witnessed you in action.
You want to make your opponent play your game, and my game is positioning and a lot of spin.
Cuba's Fidel Castro
was a big player.
A big ping pong player.
Oh. Now, I wonder how, you know, in Cuba, all the cars are from the late 50s and early 60s. I wonder if you find a ping pong table in Cuba, it's also from the 50s or 60s.
Does it look any different?
No, I got to be honest. There have been some advances in the tables, but for the most part, if you took care of your table from the 60s, I mean, there's a couple differences, but... Yeah, it could still work.
Are there different, you know how in tennis you have grass and cement?
Right.
Are there different table tennis tops?
There are.
And, like formica versus wood versus clay.
No, you don't want to play
silly putty.
Nah, you don't want to ever play it on silly on a silly putty table. But in other parts of the world, like there's parts of the world where they don't have tables. They just make tables out of stuff, and it could be anything from stone. I mean, you name it, to cardboard box. It's ridiculous, and the kids just get so good at it. You know, playing on a surface that normally you wouldn't want to play on.
Heavyweight boxer George Foreman.
Yeah, I've heard George Foreman likes to play. I'm trying to think if there was another...
Henry Fonda and Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, that'd be fun to watch that.
Fonda had a ping pong table in his home, and they played ping pong in suits, which is weird.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Stewart had the suit
on. You want to play in a suit. That's better.
I have to stop. I'm sweating. I can't play.
You know, years ago, I don't know if you remember this, but after the cows, remember on the streets of Chicago, the cows were a huge success. So they were trying to figure out what they could do next to be a big success. And they said, let's try ping pong tables. And it was nowhere near as successful as the cows, but they had those all over the tables of Chicago, or all over the streets. So WGN's own John Williams put together a celebrity table tennis tournament that featured TV people, radio people, guys from the Bulls, the Blackhawks, the Bears. I can't remember any Cubs or White Sox, but there were like 30 celebrities, and we did a giant. He invited me, which was very, very nice of him. And then the finals came down to John and myself, and I beat John in the finals.
That's why we're hearing about this story.
I wouldn't tell you the story.
He's ambidextrous when he plays, Jude.
Left if hand, I right had hand. Played, left hand, right I would have won.
No, you have you ping pong?
Mm-hmm.
Judy?
Well, then we need to do a little game.
There's so much room in the green room.
There's tables down. You know where you take the stairs, like right outside the building, you take the stairs down. There's
a courtyard? Is it in a courtyard?
Not really a courtyard.
Are they set up?
Yeah.
What?
Outside. Like,
Judy,
down by
you
the
don't know what you're getting into.
On the Riverwalk.
I mean, he is like...
Let's play.
Sick.
It's not ping pong. I mean, when I play ping pong, I'm usually at a party or something or in a cousin's basement.
Yeah.
And you hit back and forth.
What is it like with Bill?
Oh, my God. It's like 90 miles an hour. There's no
dizzy way.
He doesn't even stand at the table. He's back so far from the table in the ready position.
Yep.
I mean, I have never seen anything like it. We were on vacation in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
With Jim Cook from the Sam Adams Brewery. A bunch of radio stations were there. And you were playing
I beat
in the
people from seven different countries.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I never saw...
I know. I did that in Jamaica. I stood there for like an hour.
I could taunt you in Japanese.
I'm good! I haven't played in a long time.
All right. I gotta even just see.
Yeah, let's just did go play. That,
all right.
There's no way I'm
going to sit there with her mouth open going... What?
I would love to play. All right, let's play.
All right.
We have to do this in video.
I'm saying already. I'm conceding. You are going to win.
We should do $1,000.
But you can't even.
I need to be close. I just need to wipe that smirk off his face.
You're not going to be able to.
I will with the ping pong ball.
Wow.
Or the paddle that might slip out of my
hand. Oh no, Judy's going to whip.
Okay, but where are the tables? Because.
All right, so you know when you leave our building
and
you,
there's that
you
awesome
cross
area.
The street, you cross Wacker, and then there's like stairs to go down.
Oh, well, it's not at our building. It's at the island party place.
Yeah,
they have bags and things there.
Yeah.
How about bags? You good at bags?
No.
I'm good at bags.
Oh, well, let's play. Let's do bags.
I am a bag. Bags, too good at bags.
I know how to throw an old bag, so I'm really good.
Prince Charles played ping pong.
Prince Charles did, yeah.
In a suit. Again, you got to start wearing a suit.
I don't like to wear a suit when I play.
Barack Obama,
mentioned. No, it's not good.
Michelle Obama.
Is she good?
She's coming to town.
I bet I could beat Barack.
Yeah?
Not Michelle, but I bet I could beat Barack. Have you seen him dance?
Pete Rose?
Yeah.
He's not very...
Oh, Pete Rose. Really?
He played ping pong at some point.
Oh.
Did he bet on it?
Chairman Mao Zedong.
I bet he won.
Mao Zedong.
He played ping pong as well. He's my last one.
Yeah.
Well, to that one, I say duh.
There used to be paddles. When I was a kid, we had a paddle with his picture on it. Isn't that weird? Mao Zedong.
Yeah, that is.
I don't know why.
Is that in the... It's not in the Olympics, right? But they used to...
Oh, it's in the Olympics.
Okay. Remember, I haven't watched it in a long time, but
It's in the
Seeing
Olympics.
The Olympians play? Now that's ridiculous.
I've played
that's
him. Three Olympians.
There's no, it doesn't go back and forth. It's
I know.
One.
Right. That's what I'm
one
telling
and
you.
One, and one, and one, and one. Yeah.
And you think you can even get a point on him?
Okay.
I mean,
I think I could get 1 point.
You could get, I'm positive you can get a point. I'm positive.
I never realized people play ping pong
You're
like that.
You're scaring me.
Well, it's sick what he does.
Do
with
you
that.
Practice all the time? Do you play?
Like? I have a table.
How often do you play? And who do you play with?
I haven't.
Do your family members play?
Terry plays. Terry's really good.
Do you put the table up on half of it so
no,
you can just practice?
I always play against somebody. I've never just.
I always had an imaginary friend I played ping pong with.
Well, you must have won.
I always won.
All right, let's do
and
this.
And then she had no friends.
Oh, it's always a sad ending. We'll take a quick break. Judy will give you the news, and then there's more chat with us, Bill and Woody, WGN.
Judy has no idea what she has just gotten herself into.
Judy, let's play. We'll play $1,000 a point just to make it interesting.
All right.
All right, you're in?
Don't say. I know what you mean, but I'm telling you that I might be able to get some points.
I know you'll get some points. There's no doubt about you'll get some points.
I have a feeling I will laugh so hard watching you play against him. Now, if you played against me, I wouldn't laugh, and you'd probably
beat
me.
All right, well, I'm up for giving you a laugh. I'm good.
We'll play. All right.
I just don't like the smarmy attitude. I gotta take him on just to...
You gotta slap that smarmy attitude.
All right.
Bill is a very competitive person.
I know.
And people think he's really sweet, and he is for the most part, but there are certain things where there's this...
I played softball with him one time. It was a charity game.
Oh, yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Did he take you out, too? Because I
tried to make myself as small as possible so no one would even pick me, but they did.
Was that the one that it was the Chicago Police Department against the Chicago Fire Department?
No, it was the Blackhawks. It was a Blackhawks
something.
Oh, that
was a different one.
Yeah.
All right, listen to this.
You were good.
Well, thank you. You were good, too.
Like, he didn't even talk to me the whole time. I was like, so, Bill. Bill's like... We are playing a game. Like, it's for charity.
Judy wanted to talk.
Nobody cares.
During the inning. Like, we were out in the field, and she wanted to talk during the inning.
Well, was that or catch butterflies?
I played a couple years ago. They did this thing. It's the Chicago Fire Department against the Chicago Police Department. It's this charity event they do every year. So we were up, I think it was 7-2 or 7-3, and then they come into the dugout, and they say, by the way, we always like this to end in a tie. And I go, you're kidding. And they go, no, that's how it is. We ended in a tie. So guys were dropping balls on purpose, and a ball came to me, and I caught it. And they're like, hey, what are you doing? I go, playing baseball. You don't drop a ball when a ball is hit to you.
You were never asked back, were you?
No, that was one. That was it. That was
there
it.
There are different rules for different things.
End in a tie?
Well, yeah, so the firemen and the policemen win.
You can't do that unless you're playing professional sports, Bill, okay?
Right.
Anything else is fun.
Which, if you were so good, why haven't you been in the Olympics?
Yeah, huh?
I'm not Olympics good.
You're pretty, amazing to me.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you.
Have you always been a good athlete?
With certain sports.
Tennis and ping pong?
With sports where you can spin a ball. For some reason, that's my strength.
But not golf.
No, not at all. I can't do anything good with golf.
I got to take golf lessons.
But baseball, right? Could you have been a contender?
Yeah, I played baseball for 8 years. I played pretty good baseball.
In the Park District? What do you mean you played?
Like
with
little, you know,
little
all
league?
The Little League through Babe Ruth and Pony and Colt and stuff like that. Yeah.
You know, my sister-in-law's brother, he walked down with the Sox.
Did he really?
Kevin Hickey.
I love Kevin Hickey.
He's dead now, but
yeah, I know. Very sad.
But
he was a coordinator on one of the Major League movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But what a great success story. You walk on,
He was a softball player.
Yeah, he and his brother, we all think his brother's even better.
Yeah.
He's a really
Mickey
good
Hickey.
Bucky.
Bucky Hickey.
Bucky Hickey. Bucky Hickey.
Mickey Hickey would have been better.
Bucky Hickey. I'm sure he still plays, so.
Yeah.
But that fast pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Judy, thanks. Wendy, you started to tell me something off air, and we didn't finish it, and I'm curious. You said that you were watching Big Brother on CBS.
Oh, yeah. I always say I'm the only one that watches it, but ratings-wise, it's been like a huge... huge ratings.
For years.
And Julie Chen is the host of that. Julie Chen, of course, married to Les Moonves, who has been removed as CEO of CBS.
Right.
So, I know that she's been absent from The View for the last couple of days, or The Talk. I don't know. They're the same thing. Wubba Wubba. Isn't that a show, too?
Is there a show called Wubba Wubba?
I don't know.
It could be. The Chat?
That's another one?
It should be. It should be. They really did. They stole the view. They call it something else, but it's the view.
Well, I don't watch any of them. I know you watch The View. Yeah. Only the original for you.
Yeah.
So she has been not on the talk lately.
At all?
The last 2 days that this news came out, I don't know what happened today. Again, I don't watch it. I've just been looking at the news reports, and Sarah Gilbert and not Whoopi because she's not on it.
She's on The View.
I can't keep track.
I'm not sure who the hosts are because
Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah,
is
she's
one
on
of them.
It.
Sarah Gilbert.
Right.
And so they've been talking about, you know, there has to be transparency. We have to know what's going on. So they've been addressing the Les Moonves thing.
Interesting.
And Julie Chen has not been there. And she issued a statement saying that, you know, I'm going to take a little time off to be with my family for the next couple days, but we'll see you on Big Brother. And Jim and I watched Big Brother, and last night there was an episode, and I had to call Jim. You heard me. I said, was Julie Chen on last night? And he said, no, this is kind of, she's never on this particular show. She's only there when it's a live eviction.
Oh.
So tonight is when she said, I'll see you Thursday on Big Brother.
Right.
So, I'm just anxious to see.
I wonder how much reaction, because you have to address it. It's a big story. So if they stay away from it and you're a regular viewer of the show, you go, oh, that's interesting that all of a sudden, because his wife is there, they're not addressing it. So they have to address it.
On the talk.
On the talk.
But
right.
On Big Brother, I don't know if she even had that. I think she was still with Les Moonves at the time. I can't remember. It's been like 15 seasons.
She got both jobs while she was married to Les Moonves.
All right, but that has nothing to do, you know, she's not really herself. She doesn't talk about family life. The talk, I could see where it would present a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm watching it last night, and, you know, granted, we fast forward through recaps and stuff, but I just, for the life of me, could not, because I usually focus on what she's wearing, and then I wonder, boy, what would happen if she fell off that high heel on that really slippery floorway?
Yeah.
I don't want it to happen, but I worry for her.
Right, I do,
because she just has the same way of walking out every time. She's usually clothed very well and high heels and holding her note cards in just such a way.
Right.
And I always worry she's going to fall.
All right, so when you think about it, if you're her, if you're Julie Chen, wouldn't it be uncomfortable to walk around the hallways of CBS with everything that's gone on the last couple of weeks or months? It would have to be, right? I mean, your husband was the guy at that network, and then through no fault of hers, and I guess it still hasn't been proved that he did any of these things, but why would you walk away? I mean, I know he's going to get a decent settlement out of this, but if you're not guilty, why walk away? Why don't you go, oh, I'm sitting, I'm going to prove
to you. They fired him.
Well, they technically didn't fire him. They technically made an agreement with him to walk away. Are they calling it a firing?
I don't know now.
I don't think they're calling it a firing. So there were always allegations that she got her jobs at CBS because she was married to him. Because it's kind of a coincidence.
She's really good.
She's good, but don't you think the fact that she was married to the president of CBS might, like, let's say it was down to two or three candidates. Don't you think, it's the boss's wife. We gotta give her the job.
Yeah, but see, you know, I think she's great at this. I don't know who else was up for it. Maybe they thought of this show because right away they said, and Julie will be the host of this.
But it didn't hurt her at all that she was married to the president of CBS.
No, well, of course not.
She wasn't getting job offers from NBC or ABC or Fox.
No, but where did she work before? I'll just tell you this, though.
Sitco.
I mean, she did not.
She was a pumper at Sitco.
You know, it's a world of who you know. I mean, we know people, and sometimes we ask for our kids, and, you know, I mean, that's how it works.
Yeah.
But she had, wasn't she, like, on some kind of show before Big Brother that, I don't know what her...
I don't know what she did before.
Well, her net worth is $50 million.
Oh, no, that's not enough.
Jeez. Julie Suzanne Chen... as a television personality.
Does she have a GoFundMe page? Because I'm going to send her some money. If she's down to her last 50 mil, I'm not comfortable.
They were married in 2004, and she's been on Big Brother since its inception, and that was in 2000.
Oh, so, wow.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it,
right?
Cheech.
I was under the impression that she got these jobs after being...
No.
So were they together, though?
Well, that I don't know.
I think they were together.
I just know it would be really weird walking around. I mean, I get embarrassed about things that my family members do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's uncomfortable.
But they're not...
And none of them have been like this.
They're not here running this station. Like, think about it. If your husband, if Jimmy were the general manager of this station, and because of various reasons he had to leave, wouldn't you feel a little bit uncomfortable walking around under those circumstances?
I wouldn't.
Even though you didn't do it, you'd have to take some time off.
Well, yeah, because you're embarrassed.
Right.
So Julie Chen issued a statement just before Monday's season debut, telling viewers, "I'm taking a few days off to be with my family, but making clear that she will be back soon, and we'll see you Thursday night on Big Brother."
Still got a plug in. That was good.
I love the show, and you wouldn't mind it if you enjoyed the show.
Right.
You're very biased. And Kevin Hart is not on Big Brother, so I don't know why you don't like it.
I'll start watching it then.
Chen's absence Monday made it much easier for the other talk panelists to discuss Moonves, who was the day's big news. And they have to... Now, that show's on CBS. Isn't it weird that they're...
Well, yeah, it is. But the weirder one was, like, immediately, when the allegations first came out against Les Moonves, immediately, Stephen Colbert, whose late night show is on CBS... didn't mention him by name, but did this long, long segment about how, you know, sexual harassment has reached an all-time high and it's never been worse and on and on and on. And luckily, women are coming forth now and naming names and stuff like that. So there was no doubt about it. The timing was my boss just got into some trouble. And I kept thinking, oh, this is really daring to do that. You know,
although I guess he's not there anymore, but it still makes CBS look bad.
But at the time, he was there. Les Moonves was still there. He's not there now. And it was addressed the other night after the decision for him to leave was reached sometime on Sunday. And then on Monday, he commented on it and did mention Les Moonves' name. But when it first happened, I thought, wow, you don't know how this is going to play out. That guy could end up still being your boss for your whole time here. Be careful.
And you know what's weird is last night was a recorded version of Big Brother. I can't keep up with it. It's on like Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays.
Is it 3 days a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
And like tonight's a double eviction. I don't know if the house guests are aware of that, but we know that there's going to be a double eviction.
Yeah.
And then there are also some live versions of the show.
Yeah.
And I've noticed I've been watching it since 2000. Okay.
Yeah.
That's 17. I can't even believe that
that's
I'm saying that out
time.
Loud.
Wow.
But Julie Chen has been flawless and never making mistakes. And I have to be 100% honest with you, in the course of the last few weeks, when did this Les Moonves story surface? A month and a half ago, maybe. In that last month, I swear to you, she has been screwing up.
Oh.
She's been flawless.
Yeah.
And I notice like she'll have a little like hiccup where she starts a word and says it wrong.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's got to get in your head.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
So tonight's a live show, and I'm telling you, I will be watching, hoping she doesn't fall. And
well, you imagine things.
It's not her fault either.
No,
that this dude did it.
It's not her fault, right?
It's just embarrassing,
right? That's what it comes down to. And you have to think things are a little bit edgy at home, right? All of a sudden, a guy that never used to be home, he was always running the network, all of a sudden he's home all the time,
and she's standing by him at this point,
right? Boy, that's what you just said. That's the most telltale of all. At this point, she's standing by him.
I have to say that because, you know, I can't tell anyone how to run their lives. And I know people that have had affairs and they've been able to salvage their relationship.
Yeah.
But is this...
Sometimes.
This is... Well, I know some people that have been able to and many that haven't.
Yeah.
But
right.
it really just depends, and this is a little bit different. This is like finding out the character of someone.
Right.
It's not just like someone cheating on you. This is different.
It's extremely high profile. Not that that makes it any better or worse, but it's not, you know, the people that you and I know who have been through this for the good or the bad.
No one knows them.
No one knows who they are.
You know.
So they just walk around and it's business as usual. But for a guy as high profile and a woman as high profile as the two of them are, that's earth shattering, I imagine.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it tonight. And I hope, you know, Julie's been doing this since 2000. They didn't get married till 2004. Mm. And I don't know how long they dated prior to their marriage.
Mm.
But I'm going to look into that.
All right.
But it's so not her fault.
No, I don't think it is.
And, you know, then people should say something like, boy, you know, you need to be a better judge of character and be careful. I mean, there are deep secrets that people find out about their spouses that you truly had no idea about.
Sure. Yep.
I don't know what to
do. What you say is true.
But first,
Wendy, we only have this is a story. We only have 2 minutes, and this is a story that could easily go 2.5 minutes. Are you okay with sticking around for the extra 30 seconds?
I guess.
All right. It appears that Henry Cavill will no longer be Superman.
I don't know who that is.
He is Superman, or was Superman until today. He's played Superman in the last several Superman movies, including Man of Steel and Batman versus Superman.
I haven't seen any of those.
And Superman's Got His Groove Back.
I saw that.
That was pretty good. The musical Superman. So they could not reach an agreement on a new contract for him to continue playing the role of Superman. So now he will no longer be Superman. And that means that Batman is no longer Batman because Ben Affleck is gone. They don't want Ben Affleck to be Batman anymore.
How was he?
Not great.
I think I saw that one. And
not
it was
great. And I don't think Henry Cavill, I don't think he was bad. But this is crazy, but in my head, only Christopher Reeve is Superman. I can accept no foreign Supermans. It's got to be Christopher Reeve or nobody.
Supermen, by
Supermans.
The way. No S on it.
Superfellas.
What's this guy's name?
Henry Cavill. I mean, he was okay. But you know how Christopher Reeve was just great?
He really was.
He was so great.
He was really Superman. This guy's really nice looking.
Oh, he's handsome. And he fits the suit. It's like Johnny Bravo. They put the suit on him, and they go, oh, you're Superman, I guess. But you could also say that. Remember they had a guy named Brandon Rausch play Superman for 20 minutes?
No.
He was Superman for a little bit. George Reeve, of course, was the Superman people would remember from the early days of TV.
I wasn't a fan.
He's when Superman just didn't work out at all.
I know. It was just like this, not a toothpick, but just very straight. There was no muscular definition.
There was no muscle tone to him.
I mean, the leotard was a little loose in spots.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It didn't work.
Right.
Christopher Reeve was really.
That's Superman.
You're right.
That guy is Superman. So we don't have Batman anymore.
Batman. Okay, Jerry Seinfeld.
We don't have Superman. Spider-Man, Aquaman, Hawkman. All Jewish superheroes, Wendy. Every one of these guys.
Giant matzo is the enemy.
Look, up in the sky, it's a kreplach. All right.
You're full of kreplach.
I am. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll close things off. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
You know what that music means.
That means we've done everything we could possibly do, Wendy. I mean, we came in to what looked like an impossible situation, and we walk away, I think, looking like heroes.
Oh, my God. You're absolutely right, if I may just say.
About what?
Julie Chen started as a...
like a news anchor.
Yeah, she was a newscaster for CBS Morning News in 1987. She's been working a really long time.
Yeah.
She hooked up with Les Moonves, allegedly, in the late 90s. They didn't get married till 2004. She started Big Brother at 2000. But what's most important right now is I said her height is 5'4.5", and I asked you if she was taller or shorter than Kevin Hart, and I can't remember your answer.
A little bit taller.
Yep, because he's 5'4", she's 5'4.5".
She's got about a half inch on him.
Julie Chen for the win.
He can't dunk on her. It's impossible.
Well, I feel like this show has come full circle.
That is our show, everybody. Good night, Moonves. That's my children's book. that I'm trying to sell.
Don't make it a children's book.
tomorrow, another exciting adventure. Please join us for that. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.